I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. It's no secret that many people struggle in life. Job-related problems, relationship challenges, mental health issues, financial uncertainty. The list goes on and on. Yet some people are remarkably resilient in the face of chronic adversity. Against daunting odds, they manage to flourish amidst nearly overwhelming challenges. In Paradise Lost, John Milton wrote, "Even the demons are encouraged when their chief is not lost in loss itself." In this encore essay, Noah Kilroy has much to say about coping with adversity and despair and ultimately rising from the proverbial ashes. Noah Kilroy, in some ways, your public profile is not unusual. You went to college, then to law school. You work as an attorney representing the city of Providence, and now you're in private practice. But if we dig beneath the surface, we discover that the path you took to these milestones is far from usual. In fact, it's a remarkable story. Tell me about that story.
So I was born to a drug-addicted mother who at birth put me up for adoption. I was in DCYF custody for the early part of my life. I, being African-American, was subsequently adopted by a family, a Caucasian family in Newport, Rhode Island. It kind of ran into a bit of trouble during the adolescent years. Started experiencing difficulty within the family. There were some issues of abuse that myself and some of my siblings endured. And I left home at the age of 16, dropped out of high school, and basically was living on the street for a period of time. I think at that point in time, I was working as like a cook at the Newport Creamery. And so, as you can imagine, that wasn't going to support my needs. So I made the terrible decision to sell drugs. Ultimately, during my last prison sentence, I was arrested with 2,131 grams of cocaine. I served a bit of time in total, about 4.5 years, got out, and really decided to kind of turn over a new leaf, if you will.
Noah Kilroy, many people who encounter the kinds of struggles you endured growing up don't thrive in the way you have. What has enabled you to cope and succeed in the way that you have?
For me, it was having a strong support network while on the outside. The A.T. Walls, director of Rhode Island Prisons, Sol Rodriguez, the executive director of Open Doors. These are all individuals who, kind of took me under their wing. And at the end of the day, it's really reassuring to know that you have individuals that or people that believe in you.
Most prison inmates aren't fortunate enough to have the support of the director of the Department of Corrections, the head of a major nonprofit agency that helps inmates return to the community. How were you able to attract that kind of support?
Through really just hard work. I mean, and I think it comes. I mean, you're right. Not everyone will have the director of Rhode Island Prisons, you know, on their speed dial or the city solicitor. But I think it was just them being there that mattered more than their title for me. It's that consistency and support.
Are you passing on that gift? Are you trying to provide that kind of support for others?
I am. Myself and two others co-founded the Transcending Through Education Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that provides scholarships to those in prison and those transitioning out of prison. We also provide mentoring as well as different or various workshops within the prisons.
As you said, your ascent to the top was not a straight line. It wasn't completely linear. And I imagine there were times when you had serious doubt about whether you were going to succeed. What was that like, and what enabled you to move past those moments of doubt?
Well, first of all, that I really didn't know who I was as an individual, when I was committing these crimes. And, during my incarceration, I spent the time trying to peel back the layers. And so I bring that up because I think it's important for others who are trying to turn their lives around to start with themselves first. So when I kind of experienced some of those tough times, I didn't resort back to the maladaptive behavior that I would use as a coping mechanism in the past. An individual needs to stop being angry at the world because it just leads to more destruction. But I do believe, and it's my personal belief, that honesty, integrity, and hard work will trump all. And in the end, somebody is going to notice that and there'll be a lending hand along the way, and I guarantee a light at the end of the tunnel.
Noah Kilroy is an attorney practicing in Providence. He's a graduate of Salve Regina University and Roger Williams University Law School. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.